Okay, Rabbi, I hope all is good. Today's daf is Rosh Hashanah daf Chaf Hey. We're here at Chaf Dalet Amud Beis, and we have the schus of finishing the second parak today, starting the third. It's continuing on, really. It's kind of a contiguous topic with Kiddush HaChodesh. So here we have a pretty well known story with Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua at the end of this Mishnah. So let's get to it. So it says in the Mishnah at the bottom of Chaf Dalet Amud Beis, Ma'aseh Shebo Shnayim V'Amru Ra'inu She'Achris B'Mizrach V'Arvis B'Marav. Some people came and said, and Rashi is helpful here, right? That he says that a couple of Edom came and said that they saw the old moon in the morning in the east and the new moon in the west. Right at night, and I obviously, you know, between the old moon and the new moon, you would imagine that there would be 24 hours when the moon is not visible. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri said that can't be, so he must be lying. But says the Mishnah that Kiblon Rabban Gamliel, the Rabban Gamliel accepted them. Well, obviously, we have to explain why that would be. The Ode, and furthermore, Bo Shnayim Va'amru Ra'inu Bizman. Bismano ubalel ibru lonira. And then another story where a couple of Edom came and said that they saw the new moon at the proper time, and then the next night, bismani ibru, meaning on the night of the 31st, right, the moon was gone. And also v'kibla and Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Gamliel also accepted them. And then Amar Rabbi Dosa ben Hukkanus said to Rabbi Gamliel, right, Edi shagrein. What do you mean they're lying? Right, heich me'idin al ha'isha she'elta l'macha kreisa ben shina. Right, how could, again, the phrases here are translate weird, but the concept is, right, how in the world could you testify, right, about a woman who gave birth and then the next day she's pregnant? Meaning, if the moon is gone the next day, so it can't be that you saw the new moon. Right, that's not how the new moon. That's not how the moon works. Right, the old moon disappears. The new moon, right, the moon is not visible for 24 hours, and then you see the new moon. It can't be that you saw the new moon and then it went back to being no moon. Right, that's not how it works. So how could you accept them? Right, again, we have different, this is basically different instances of Rabbi Gamliel doing something kind of out of the realm of normal convention. And then in that scenario, Amar lo Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua said to Rabbi Dosa ben Hurkanus, Ro anis tevarecha, I agree with you. Meaning it's impossible that that it was Rosh Chodesh yesterday. So it must be that Rosh Chodesh is tomorrow. And Rashi explains that we're talking about Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. We're talking about Rosh Hashanah. So therefore, the calculations for Yom Kippur came out differently. That Yom Kippur, because Rabbi Yeshua was a day after Rabbi Gamliel's Yom Kippur. And then, because of that, right, then, again, Rabbi Gamliel was the Nasi, though. He was the head of the Beis Din. So, Shalach lo Rabbi Gamliel said to Rabbi Yeshua, Gazrani alecha shetavo etzli b'makelcha b'mascha b'yom kippur shechal yos b'cheshbonecha. I make exer on you, Rabbi Yeshua, that you should come to me with your walking stick and your money, right, on Yom Kippur that falls out according to you, meaning on what Rabbi Gamliel thought was the 11th of Tishrei and Rabbi Yeshua thought was Yom Kippur. He said, you must travel to me on Yom Kippur with your mukta items, etc. Halach u'matzah Rabbi Kiva meitza. And Rabbi Kiva found Rabbi Yeshua, and Gemara's going to ask who was upset, but Rabbi Kiva, just to spoil it for you, Rabbi Kiva went and found Rabbi Yeshua very upset. Amarlo, so Rabbi Kiva said to him, "Yishli lilmod, I can teach. I have to teach you a drasha. Shekol mashas Rabbi Gamliel osui. That what Rabbi Gamliel does, that's it. Period. He's in charge of the Beis Din, and whatever he does is done." Shneur Rav Zabazik says, "Eilat moadei Hashem mekrei kodesh shetikru osam." Right, b'mo'adam, and we darshan again. We saw this passage a couple times. Bein bismanam, bein bishlo bismanam. Whether it's the proper time or not the proper time, ein li mo'ados ela elu. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides. Right, again, whatever the humans decide down here, that's when the mo'adim exists up there. Balo itzal Rabbi Dosa ben Hurkanus. Rabbi Dosa ben Hurkanus, sure enough, you know, went to speak with Rabbi Yeshua after this, right? Because that's who, you know, kind of he started the argument. And Amarlo im bayin anu ladun al achar beis dinu sharam gamliel tzrichan anu ladun al kol beis dinu beis din sha'amad b'mosyut Moshe v'adei achshav. He said very logically. He said, listen, if you're gonna have any tainas in Rabbi Gamliel on his beis din, so you can't start with there. You gotta go back all the beis dins that decided something. You know, from Moshe Rabbeinu all the way down, right? You could ask Taina, you could have Tainas on them also. But Tachlis is that, you know, there's a Beis Din and the people of Rabbanim in charge, and that's what we got to listen to. Shneva, the Pasuk says, Vayal Moshe Ve'aron Nadav Ve'aviv V'shivim Mizikne Yisrael. Right, again, the Pasuk says that Moshe and Aaron, they're going up to Har Sinai, right, their names, Moshe, Aaron, Nadav Ve'aviv, and then it says there were 70 Zakanim. Lamalo Nisparshu Shmos Nishal Zakanim. Why didn't they list all the names? I mean, you have 70. What are they? It's not just Joe Schmo. These are Zakenim. They were tremendous tzaddikim. Ella rather teach you Velame to teach you Shekol Shlosh Shandu Beis Din Shal Yisrael Harehu Kebeis Dinu Shal Moshe. Because anybody who gets up, right, anytime you have three Dayanim, right, in the Beis Din, it's just like the Beis Dino of Moshe Rabbeinu, just like the Sanhedrin, because again, just like, you know, again, maybe the Beis Din doesn't compare to Moshe and Aaron, but certainly they can compare to these quote unquote no names in the Sanhedrin, right? They're just as no named as the other ones. Okay, so what happened? Rabbi Shua said, okay, fine, I gotta go, I guess. Natal Maklo v'amdo. No, it's a good point. Natal Maklo Uma Osav. So he took, sure enough, he took his stick and his wallet, biyado, and his hands. V'alach liyavne, went to Yavne, etzal Rabbi Gamliel. Okay, biyom shechal yom kippur lios b'chesh banon. Right, on the 11th of Tishrei, Rabbi Yeshua, right, traveled, right, but on the day he thought he was Yom Kippur. So Amar Rabbi Gamliel got up, v'nashko arosho, he kissed him on his head. Amar lo, bo b'shalom Rabbi v'tamidi, right, come in peace. Right, my teacher and my student, Rabbi B'chachma, the Talmid Yishikimot is Tevarai, right? You're my master in Chachma, but you're my Talmud that you accepted what I had to say. Okay. Says the Gemara. Tanya Melanda Nebraisa, Amr Lehem Rabbi Gamliel L'Chachamim. Rabbi Gamliel said to the Chachamim, Kach Megublani Min Beis Abi Abba, I have a tradition from my fathers that Palim Shaba Baruka Upam Shaba Bektara. Sometimes the moon takes a long, path through the sky, and sometimes it takes a short path through the sky. Now, what in the world does that mean? So if you remember, again, the Mishnah had said, right, their Edom came and said, I saw the old moon in the east in the morning, and the new moon in the west in the evening, and that's like 12 hours, so it's very odd, right? Usually the moon is hidden for 24 hours. So Pashup Shad, Rabbi Gamaliel, saying that, according to him, it's a tradition that the moon sometimes goes faster or takes a different angle, right, around the earth, and sometimes it is dafka possible for it to be seen 12 hours later, right, unlike the sun, which is fixed and we revolve around it, right, the moon kind of takes a different angle. Now that's difficult to understand because it's simply not true, and so therefore other Rishonim understand that it has nothing, that Rabbi Gamliel is not commenting on the fact that he accepted the witnesses based on this. I mean, this has nothing to do with the Mishnah. It's just saying that sometimes the moon goes a little faster than usual, meaning maybe it's 24 hours, maybe it's 23 hours, maybe it's 25 hours. So this other Rishonim understand that this has nothing to do with anything. I said that how could Rabbi Gamliel accept the Mishnah, accept the case in the Mishnah when the Edom said they saw the new moon in the evening, the old moon that morning? So the Pashtus is that those Rishonim explain that when Edom come to Beis Din and say they saw the old moon, what is that? That's nothing. That's like coming to Beis Din and say I had cocoa pebbles for breakfast. Right, that's not testimony. What is that? That doesn't do anything. Right, the only testimony that's valid in Beis Din is something that has a halachic implication. So if Edom show up and say I saw the old moon in the morning and the new moon in the evening, what are they really saying? What they're really saying is, I saw the new moon in the evening, and I had cocoa pebbles for breakfast. Like, so the Beis Din simply throws out the first statement, right? They don't even listen to the first statement. So therefore, Rabbi Gamliel accepted the testimony because he had two Edim. We told them they saw the new moon at night, and irrespective of what they saw the old moon doing there in the morning. And so he just accepted that testimony without elaborating. Okay, that's one way to understand. Vaita. Rabbi Chia Chazi L'Seara, Rabbi Chia saw the old moon, right, to have a Kai B'Tzafra B'Srimatisha, right, it was hanging out in the sky on the 29th, right, Shakal Kala Pasak Bay, and he took some dirt and he threw it at the moon, right, and Amar, and he said, La'orta B'in on the Kashibach, V'at Kaim of the Hacha, right, Zil Achsi, right, you, tonight we have to be Mekadeshu, meaning he saw the old moon, but for whatever reason, if you remember, there were reasons why Beis Din could kind of finagle when Rosh Chodesh was, right, well, let's say if Yom Kippur and Shabbos were back to back, or whatever, other reasons, if you remember from Daf, maybe a Tess or Chav or Chafalev, something like that. So, meaning they needed to be Mekadesh the month today. Yeah, but the old moon was still hanging out there. So he kind of was like, get out of here. Like, we don't need you. We don't need you right now. Go away. Right, so Amar Le Rabbi the Rabbi Chia, so Zil Eintav. So Rabbi said then to Rabbi Chia, right, who was frustrated, right, he said, go to Eintav it's a town, V'kachi Le'archa, and be Mekadish the moon over there. Because, again, if you're Mekadish the moon here, where everybody sees the old moon, so then everybody's going to catch on. But apparently Eintav was Maybe he's in a valley or something, whatever. But they couldn't necessarily see the old moon. V'shalachli simona, and then tell me, right, just tell me that it worked out, right, that David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayim sent a messenger to say that David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayim, as the passcode, that, again, David is, to him, compares himself to the moon. Perhaps one of the... this Gemara is one of the reasons why we include that phrase in Kiddush Levana. But okay, either way, that's how they kind of got around having the old moon there, right? Even though they really wanted to be Mekadosh. Tanur Bana will learn the Brisa. Pam Achas Niskashu Shemayim Ba'avim once the skies were cloudy and Demus Levana Be'esrim V'Tisha LaChodesh and people Veneres Demus Levana Be'esrim V'Tisha LaChodesh and people saw right the moon on the 29th, and Kasurim Ha'amloma Rosh Chodesh, and they thought, right, okay, great, let's do it. And that was Rosh Chodesh. But Bikshu Beisdin Lakasho, Beisdin was going to be Makash the Chodesh, and Rav Gamliel said, no, again, Kachmu Kublanu Beis Abiyava, no, I have a tradition from my forefathers, Ein Chidusha Shel Levana Pechusim Esrim Vadesha Yom Mechse Umechza, you can't have a new month, a new moon, that is less than 29 days and a half a day. Ushnei shlishi shav v'shiva v'shloshu chalakim, and 2/3 of an hour and 73 chalakim. So, meaning that, i.e., in other words, it's too early. Right? You guys are. I'm not sure what you're seeing, but it's too early. V'oso yom mesa ima shal ben zaza, and apparently the mother of ben zaza died that day. Hesbedor Rav Gamliel has been gadol. Rav Gamliel, right, to kind of reinforce his point, as the Gemara is about to say, he gave her a great hesped. Why? Lo b'pnei sheruli lekach, not because she deserved it. Ela k'nei sheyiru sheyedu ha'am shelo kidshu beisdin hazchodesh. So everybody should know it's not Rosh Chodesh because you can't be. There's no eulogies. There's no hespedim on Rosh Chodesh. Rashi over here says it's Rosh Chodesh of Rosh Hashanah. Okay, and it was Rosh Hashanah, so Dafka, then for sure there's no Aspatim. Okay, either way, Pasha says, right, Rabbi Gamliel wanted to make sure everybody didn't make a mistake. Fine. Halach Umatsu Rabbi Kiva Meitzar, right, and again, Rabbi Kiva found him that he was upset. So the Gemara wants to know, Yibailahu Mi Meitzar, who was upset? Rabbi Kiva Meitzar or Rabbi Yeshua Meitzar? Right, which one of them? So Toshma with another brisa. I'll prove it to you that the Tanya with another brisa. Halach Rabbi Kiva Matzah Rabbi Yeshua Kshu Meitzar. Right, Rabbi Yeshua was the one who was upset. Like I said, so Amar Lo, he said Rabbi Mipnei Mata Meitzar. Rabbi Kiva said, why are you upset? Right, it's reminiscent of the Gemara when Rabbi Kiva asked the two Tamei Chachamim by the Samigdash when they see the fox running out. Why are you crying? Okay, so Rabbi Kiva says, why are you upset? So Amar Lo, he said Akiva Roy Lo Lipo Limita. Yeah, Yuz Beis Chodesh Val Yigzer Lo Gzer Hazu. Rabbi Yeshua said, right, he's talked about Roy Lo. He talked about someone else, but what he meant was, it's better for me to get sick for 12 months than to have to do this, right? You know, the violent Mechal Yom Kippur on his own cheshbon, terrible. So Amalei, he said, Rabbi, Darshini Lomar Lefanecha Davar Echad Shulamantani, do you mind if I say something nice that you taught me? So Amalo, and more, he said, yeah, sure, no problem. So Amalo, Rabbi Kiva said to him, Harei Omer, the public says, Atem, 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 Gimel Pamen. Right, it says the word Atem three times, and Atem Afilu Shogim, Atem Afilu Mazidim, Atem Afilu Mu'altim. But again, we're talking about three times, not just all over the Torah, but right again, those psukim, right, that talk about, you know, what is it, Mo'adei Hashem, Hashem Chagru, Osam, but Mo'adam, right, again, when you declare the times and the festivals, okay, so you have the word Osam. Even if it's mutayim, even if it's shogigim, even if it's mezidim, even if you make a mistake, even if it's shogig, even if it's on purpose, still, b'loshen zehayelo, right, meaning regardless, you know, it still works. Meaning you have to accept from Gamliel's psak, because regardless of how he decided it, even if he made a mistake, even if he's on purpose, that's how the months work, and what Beis Din decides is when this month is. So Amar Lo, he said back to him, B'loshen zeh, Amar Lo, Akiva nechamtani, nechamtani, right, Akiva, you have consoled me, and that's how Rabbi Yeshua was able to go. B'lo leitzo Rabbi Yosef ben Hurkanus, then Rabbi Yosef ben Hurkanus went in to kind of console Rabbi Yeshua. Toshma, within the Rebbe, Lama lo nis parsha shmusin shel zekenim alalu, again, as we said in the Mishnah, why do we not know the names of the 70 zekenim in the Sanhedrin, right, in Moshe's court? Shelo yomar adam ploni kemoshev aron ploni kedad avaviu, and ploni kedad amedad, right, maybe, so people shouldn't say, well, this guy's like Moshe, and this guy's like Nadav, and this guy's like Eldad amedad, but ve'omer, meaning, i.e., and rhetorically, meaning that saying that, like, this guy is not like any of those people, so therefore we don't have to listen to them. So, no, the point is that you do have to listen to them, and you also have to listen to the 70s of Canaan, and you have to listen to anybody who's not named in the Parsha, right? And even if they're not as great as those people. But still, right, the Pasuk says, right, Ve'omer Shmuel el Ha'am, Hashem Asher Asa Es Moshe Ves Aaron, Ve'omer Ve'ishtach Hashem Es Yerubal Ves Bedan Ves Yiftach Ves Shmuel. Right? And again, the Pasuk kind of compares, right, those two, right, Moshe and Aaron, and on the other hand, those four Nevi'im that we just talked about. Right, as the Gemara says, Yerubal is a Gidon, that's talking about Gidon, V'lamar Nikra Shmo Yerubal, She'asim Rivim Abal, right, he fought against the Baal. Bidan is a Shimshon, that's referring to Shimshon, V'lamar Nikra Shmo Bidan, why do they call him Bidan? Because the Asim Bidan, because he was from Sheva Dan. Yiftach, Kimashmo, Yiftach is Yiftach. The Omer, and then the Pasuk says, right, Moshe Aaron Bekwana, Ushmuel Bekore Shemo, right, again, we know that Pasuk from Friday Night Davening. So Shakal Akasiv Shlosha Kale Olam, the Mishnah compares three of the most amazing, three of the greatest of all time, three of the goats in terms of the Nevi'im, with three of the lesser known Nevi'im, maybe the least, right, greatest Nevi'im. Lomar lecha, to teach you that Yerubal Bedoro Kamosha, that Yerubal in his generation was just like Moshe Rabbeinu. Bedan, Shimshon Bedoro in his generation, Aaron Bedoro was just like Aaron. And Yiftach Bedoro, and Yiftach in his generation, because Kishmul Bedoro was like Shmuel in his generation. Even the most simple, the lowest of the low, quote unquote, Nevi'im, Vinismana Paris on Tzibor, but he's been raised to be in charge or kind of lead the Tzibor. Senator Harehu Kavir Shev Avirim, he is like the strongest of the strong, the most legitimate of the legitimate, but the honored of the honored. The Omer and the Pasuk says, "Uvasa elakwanim halivim ve'el ashofet asher yebayimim ahem." Right, you have to come to the judge in that day. Why do you have to say that a guy is going to go to a judge who's in that time period, in that generation? You're not going to go to a judge from 400 years ago. So really, ha inlecha leilich ela isel shofet biyamav. Right, meaning the point is that you should never go. Right, you go to someone in your generation. I mean, that's you don't have to find other sources of inspiration or judgment. The Omer, the Pasuk says, "Al tomar mahaya she'amim arishonim ayitovim me'ila." And you shouldn't say that. Oh, back in the day, right, it was much better. Right, the court was much smarter, etc., etc. No, but again, you have to deal with who you got, right? And even though as you read the Sadaros, we still have to follow the Chacham and the Gedolim. So Rabbi Yeshua had to go to Rabbi Gamliel because Pasha says, right, that's how it rolls, that's how it works. So you can only trust the people in your generation. Okay. Natal Maklu Maso Viyada, right? Rabbi Yeshua went and took his wallet and his stick. Tanur Rabbanan, with another Rabbi said, Kivish Haro, so Amma Mikizu Venosh Kal Rosho. Again, Rabbi Gamliel stood up and kissed Rabbi Yeshua on the head. Amar Lo Shalom Alecha Rabbi Talmidi, right? How are you, my master, my Rebbe and my Talmud? Rebbe Shalom Limad Tani Torah V'Rabim, Rebbe that he taught Torah in the masses, right? With the Talmidi, Sha'ani Gozer Alecha Gzeira V'Tamakayma Ken Talmud. Right, okay, fine, right? We praised him that he accepted his decree. Ashrei Hadorsh Gedolim Nishmoyim L'Ktanim. So how great for a generation is it that the Gedolim, that the great ones, listen to the Ktanim, to the smaller ones, meaning the Rabbi Gamliel was being humble, right? He said Rabbi Yeshua is one of the greater ones, right? How great it is it that you listen, right, to the smaller ones when they're in a position of authority. And Kal v'chomer, right, that the small ones will listen now to the big ones. The Gemara says, Kal v'chomer, what do you mean? As a Kal v'chomer, the people who are in lesser stature have to listen to the Gedolim. Chiyuvu, right? It's a chiyuv, right? What do you mean? You're going to go to, who are you going to listen to? Right? You go to a doctor, you need a professional opinion, you go to the best doctor there is, right? You're not going to listen to him. So the Ketanim, the less knowledgeable Chachamim, and certainly the masses, where they're not going to listen to the Gedolim? Of course they have to listen to the Gedoli Ador. The Gemara says, what it means is, it's not obvious. I mean, what it's obvious, what the Kal v'chomer is that once the Gedolim are listening to the Ketanim, once the Gadol Ador listens to once Rabbi Gamliel listens to Rabbi Yeshua, all the way around, once Rabbi Yeshua listens to Rabbi Gamliel, everybody will be like, oh, if the great Gadol Ador listens to whoever's in charge, so too, Kal v'chomer, I also have to listen to Rabbi Gamliel and what his Beis Din decides. Okay, Hadralach em Einan Makirin, and we're flipping over to the third parak here, and not Masechtas yet, soon, But the third paragraph continuing on with Kiddush HaKodesh. So I wrote Beis Din B'chol Yisrael. Let's say Beis Din and all of the Jews saw the new moon. So Nechkur Eidim V'lo Yispiku Lo Ma'amakudash. But they analyzed the Eidim and they didn't get the same Makudash Ad Shech HaShecha until sundown. So HaRei Zem Ubar, that is going to be a full month. Meaning that you have until sundown to declare the 30th day Rosh Chodesh. Once the sundown passes, even if you have Eidim in the town, in the neighborhood, in the analysis, in the Beis Din, right? But if you haven't finished, you haven't been able to say Makudash, so then that does not work, and it is going to be a full month. Beis Din Bolvad Yamdush, where am I? Right. Ro Beis Din Bovad, let's say Beis Din by itself, right, saw the new moon, just for whatever reason, they were the only ones who saw it. So Yandu Shnai Ve'idu Bifneim, so two of those Beis Din people should get up and stand in front of them. Ve'omru Makudash Makudash, and the rest should say it's Makudash. Ro Shlosha Ve'in Beis Din, let's say there are three people who saw the moon, and they are the Beis Din. So Yandu Shnaim Ve'yoshivu Mechavrei Meitzel HaYachid. So you get two of them, have to be the Eidim. You bring two more guys to be on the Beis Din with the remaining judge, and they should testify. And then the Beis Din should say, Mekudesh, Mekudesh, Sheina Yochid Neman Aide Atmo. Because a single judge, right, does not believe, right, that does not work, right, you have to make sure you have a Beis Din of three. Okay. Says the Gemara, Lamelu the Misnei Ro Beis Din V'chol Yisrael. What kind of weird phrase is this? That the Beis Din and all of Am Yisrael saw the new moon? It's like, well, why not just the Beis Din? Why not just all of Am Yisrael? So Gemara says, Istrich. No, you need to tell me that all of Am Yisrael also saw it, because Sagudai the Chamina, you might have thought to say, Hol Baru Beis Din V'chol Yisrael, Ifarsim Allah. Since everybody saw it, it's become, right, Pirsum Anais, right? Pirsum, it's been known to everybody. V'lo Li'abre. And therefore, you shouldn't make the old month full, even though you didn't get the same Makudash Makudash, and technically it should have been Rosh Chodesh, but you blew it, you missed the cutoff dates, therefore it's going to be a full month. But you might have thought that since everybody saw the moon, well, we should just automatically make the 30th day Rosh Chodesh and make it a Chaser month. So the Gemara says, Kamash Malah, therefore, no, Makudash Makudash is necessary, is crucial. And if you don't have that before sundown, so then the month is going to be full. Okay. Now, once you're telling me that everybody saw the new moon, so who cares that they analyzed the Eidim? Meaning everybody saw, right, the moon. So what do you mean analyze it when the Beis Din also saw it? So Gemara says, this is what we meant to say. Inami, it's or, not if, and. It's if everybody saw the new moon, or they were analyzing and asking the Eidim, and in either case, if you didn't, the Beis Din didn't get to say Makudash Makudash until sundown, so then Harezim Ubar, right, and then they missed it, and it has to be a full month. I became the Tana Ashech Hashecha Harezim Ubar, right, Lamelu Misnei Chakir Zedim Kla. Okay, well, if you're telling me that the whole linchpin here is whether they got to Beis Din or not, they got to sundown or not, so you know, what do you have to even bring the case of analyzing Eidim? Right. All of it is dependent on whether they said Makudash Makudash before sundown or not. So who cares whether what they're doing beforehand? Right. They could be having dinner or they could be analyzing the Eidim. What's the difference? So Gemara says, we do need to mention that. Because Sagadah de Chamina, you might have thought to say, to have a Chakir's Eidim B'tchilas Din. That you might have thought that once they start, you know, asking questions of the Eidim, that's the beginning of the judgment. And therefore, Makudsha Makudash Kegmar Din. And when the Beis Din comes and says, Makudash Makudash, that's the end of the judgment. Why? Who cares? Why is that relevant? Again, if you remember, right, you can't do judgment during the day. But if you started judgment during the day, so then you can finish Dine Mamonos at night, right? Dine Nefashos in Echanami. For capital cases, you have to wait till the next morning. But regular, normal cases, if you started the proceedings in the beginning, right, before, during daytime, so then you can finish. That's the Gemara says. Therefore, Velita Shibalaila, therefore, the Beis Din should be able to say Makudash Makudash at night, because Mina Davi and Dine Mamonos, because like Dine Mamonos, Titan is another Mishnah, Dine Mamonos done by right, you can start a court case during the day and finish at night. And Hachinami, maybe you would have thought that Mekachim Balele, but you might have thought that you can make Kiddush at night as well. So that for Kamash Malam, Mishnah teaches me that no, that you have to get in the Makudash Makudash before sundown. The Gemara says, Vei Hachinami, so, but why not? Meaning, where do you see that you're not allowed to be mekadesh the chodesh at night? So Amar Kol, the pasuk says, "Kechok lishol hu mishpatav ke Yaakov." Your pasuk would quote by Rosh Hashanah, but that's obviously that's Rosh Chodesh. But it's emas havichok. At one point is it? What point is the law? But Gmar Din, and when it finishes, when the law is passed, when the court case is finished. And again, the Torah says it's a mishpat, it's a judgment. Right, just like we do all other judgments during the day, so too we do Kiddush HaChodesh during the day. Okay, just another little bit. Ro Beis Din Yamdu Shnayim Ve'Aidu B'Fneihem. Right, if Beis Din saw, so then two people get up and stand and do the Eidus in front of the remaining judge and some two other people. Of course, says, "Am I?" Right? Lo teishmir gedolam iriya. Why is that? Why, I don't understand. If everybody saw the moon, right? Why do you need Eidim to testify to Beis Din that they saw the moon? Right? They saw it. Right? Riya, seeing it, should be better than shmir, hearing about it. Right? Obviously, if Beis Din saw it, that's much better than having witnesses testify and telling them so that the Beis Din can listen and hear to their testimony. So that makes no sense. As the Gemara says, "Amar Rabbi Zeira, Kigon Sharo Balayla." Now, the case is where they saw it at night. And therefore, when they're testifying the next day, right, they have to come, meaning the judges can't do anything at night on their own. Right? But the next day, let's say the only Eidim was the Beis Din, so then they have to report what they saw to another Beis Din, because you know, they're not going to be able to be Mekudesh Mekudesh on their own testimony at night. Okay, very good. Rabose, we'll go Vaicha on the Hedek HaShas tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on where you're listening to this.